Register a Painting. This is Susan. May I help you?
Hi, Susan. My name's Julian, calling with Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I'm fine. Calling with where?
Bank of Cardiff. We're a private business bank in San Diego.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm sure busy. Don't want to take a lot of your time. Just looking to follow up with you on a couple financing offers that we mailed out to your business. You're pre-approved with us for some equipment financing, working capital, based on your financing history and your D&B credit profile. So I kind of just wanted to introduce myself to you. Not sure if you got our offers. Does it kind of ring a bell at all?
I think I have heard from you once before. I get like 3 offers a day.
Oh, man. I know how that is.
And I'm not really looking.
Oh, no problem. You know how it is, though. You're running a business, too. I'm sure you got to do your own marketing and that kind of stuff sometimes. So.
Absolutely. The ones that I hate are the ones that say, is the business owner there? And you say no, and they hang up on you. And you can't take you off your list.
You know what? That's funny. I've heard that as well. I don't like to hang up on people. I don't mind when they hang up on me because I know you guys get a ton of calls like that. But if you guys have any needs coming up later down the line this year, I'd be more than happy to help you throw my name in the ring. You guys have like plans for expansion or anything like that, or anything that you could think of that you like advertising campaigns you want to take on, or?
No, the main thing is one of the reasons we were actually sort of looking a little bit 2 or 3 weeks ago because we had one of our very large jobs, and they weren't giving us the draws, and we were out of money, and the job was shutting down, and we needed to get the job going, but then we convinced them that they really needed to give us a draw, and they gave us a draw, so it's up and rolling again. So
you got that resolved.
Yeah, we got a $32,000 draw, and that got things going. So I think we're okay at this point. We've got a couple of jobs that are a little skinny on the getting the materials and getting the draws, but we try to keep it on a cash basis because it really cuts into our profits otherwise. We're starting to have to pay the interest in order to keep the job rolling. So.
Yeah, exactly. Only if it's like a last resort sort of thing. My uncle used to own a construction company, and he was in the middle of a huge government job, like for a school or something, and he ran out of money like 90% of the way through. And there was like union workers and stuff like that, so they had to pay him a ton, and he couldn't just let him go. And he couldn't get financing, and he had to file for bankruptcy for that company. But it's kind of funny, like if he would have got a call from somebody like me on that day, like it would have just been perfect timing, and he would have got taken care of. But so I know how that stuff goes, cash flowing those projects, and I know like sometimes they don't pay you sometimes like a net 60 or net 90 and stuff like that, but. Do you do mostly like commercial work or do you residential as well?
We do about half and half, and which usually keeps us rolling really well because the residential, of course, pays half up front and half at the end, and it keeps the machine going. But we've been doing more commercial recently, and we try to avoid those that are on the net 60 kind of a thing. Mostly do get at least some kind of an upfront start amount.
Yeah.
And then some draws. So we generally are, even on $200,000 and $300,000 jobs, we can generally work with them to work it out that we have some draws.
Yeah. The way that we help businesses grow is that we, like, if you wanted to do any sort of working capital financing, it allows them to take on those projects where they don't get the money for 60 or 90 days. And even if they are paying interest on it, they're still growing and they're making those connections and building the business. So, I mean, a lot of times, I'm sure you've been in business for a little while, but like the first few years, usually the first 5 years, you're just really skimping by, like you said, skinny bank accounts and barely making it. But you're growing at the same time, So, but if you like, Susan, I can send you my info so you have it on file. I'm not just a telemarketer. I'm actually trying to build my own business and trying to build my network. So yeah, if anything comes up in the future, I'd be very happy to help you. I work pretty quickly, so what's a good email address to reach you at, Susan?
Susan@richardpaint.com.
Okay. I'm just going to send you one email, and then if you have my info on file, and if anything comes up in the future, feel free to give me a call, and maybe I'll check back with you like around November. Would that be okay?
Yeah, that'd be fine. And
okay, cool.
Give me your name again.
Yeah, it's Julian, Julian.
Julian, okay.
Yeah, last name Martinez.
Great. I've got it right here. Just let me have your phone number just in case.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're a real person, not one of these malloc marketers.
Yes, exactly. I'm trying to differentiate myself between my competitors that strictly do the telemarketing, and then they find somebody, and then they pass it to somebody else, and then you talk to somebody else. You're like, wait, you're not the original person. But no, I'm the guy. So I'm also an MBA student by night. So I'm a ambitious guy, and I really looking to help businesses grow. So, did you get my number? I'm sorry.
Yeah. No. Could I have your number?
Yes. It's 858-779-0931.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Email. Okay. Great. I'll just put it in my file. And that way, if I am starting to look for any reason, then I have you right there.
Yeah, I mean, like, I know, obviously you're going to pay interest, but if you're going to still make money on top of that interest, and it's worth your time taking on those other projects that you normally would turn away, it might be worth it. How long have you been in business for?
Since 1983.
Oh, my goodness. You really know what you're doing.
Yeah, we've been around, and you know, we're... right now I have more jobs than I can get done, you know, more job requests and so forth. So it's like we're doing fine, and I don't want to do more promoting because I'm wasting a whole bunch of business as it is.
Yeah. Well, hey, that's a good problem to have if you have too much business.
Yeah, it is.
That's good. There's lots of people in your shoes that are complete opposites. So.
Yeah, much rather have that problem.
Yeah, if you were interested in, and did want to take a look at some of our programs, it is a pretty quick application process, just to kind of see what we have available and see if you can put the money to good use to any of those projects. But definitely take your time, think about it, and feel free to reach back to me if you wanted to give it a go for any a particular project that you have in mind. So.
Okay, great, and. And I presume you have some things that are not dailies, and you get some things that are like weeklies and monthly payment back.
Exactly. Yeah. So it sounds like you're probably familiar with working capital. Then you've kind of heard of it at least. We work with credit tiers A through D. So if you have bad credit and you haven't been in business for a long time and you're in a struggling industry, it'll be more like a daily payment. But if you have good credit, you've been in business for a long time, so you probably qualify for some of our better programs. So. But the idea is it's short term. It's meant to just cash flow like a special project that you have going on. So we kind of tailor it exactly whatever your needs are. So if you have like a 3-month project, we'll put you on 3-month term. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah. So.
Okay, great. All right, great. I got the picture. Thank you very
cool.
much.
Cool. My pleasure, Susan. Thank you so much for your time. I'll check back with you in November if I don't hear back. But like I said, give me a call anytime. I'll be more than happy to help you.
Okay, great. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Susan. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.